In England, nearly everyone has seen director Mike Leigh's films, at least on TV. But here in America, we've only had the opportunity to see two: Bleak Moments, his first feature back in 1972, and High Hopes, his 1988 comedy of Thatcherism, which wound up on the 10 best lists of many critics, including ours, Stephen Schiff. And Stephen's already decided if Leigh's new film, Life is Sweet, belongs on the top 10 of 1991.
Definitely. Life is Sweet isn't as ambitious as High Hopes, or quite as perfectly made, but it's a brilliant comedy in its own right. An astonishing mixture of realism, grotesquerie, and bonkers slapstick that still manages to seem utterly believable. This time, Leigh's subject is a loving British family raising an unlovable daughter. Her name is Nicola, and she's half of a pair of twins, the other being quiet, sensible Natalie, who works as a plumber. Nicola doesn't do much of anything except make life miserable for her sister and her sweet working-class parents, ranting at them in her screechy voice, refusing to spend time with them, and yet refusing to go away. It's hard to imagine an American movie on the same subject that wouldn't spend the next 90 minutes soberly exploring what went wrong with this young hellion, ferreting out the traumatic incident or the primal scene or the point where parental love was withheld. But Leigh realizes that life isn't a dramatic structure, that a sweet family can have a monstrous child and never know why, and that, moreover, many families can learn to live with it, even accommodate it as a part of the texture of their lives. Of course, watching a family accommodate a problem instead of yelling and screaming about it may sound lethally undramatic. But in Leigh's hands, a kind of alchemy occurs. Every scene is full of surprises and new, tantalizing information. You can hear a little how it all works in a scene like this one, in which Nicola and her sister Natalie discuss men and a whole lot of other things.
All men are bastards.
What?
They're all potential rapists.
It's a bit sweeping.
All men have got the ability to rape.
Well, they don't all do it, do they?
If they've got the ability, they've got the desire.
That's paranoid rubbish.
What do you know about paranoia?
Well, not half as much as you do, I'll give you that.
You'll find out when you get to America.
I'm only going on a holiday.
So?
Well, you think I'm going to get yanked off the plane at John F. Kennedy Airport and be raped and pillaged, dear?
You've got to be on your guard.
Do you hear what I just said?
What?
Yanked. Get it?
What?
Yanked. America.
Racist.
In that simplest of scenes, you can see the way Leigh's particular brand of heightened reality operates. The comedy and the drama pour out of these characters in buckets, and all of it feels true, because Leigh and his actors understand the characters with an almost unprecedented thoroughness. That's because Leigh arrives at a finished product by the most unusual of methods. He begins without knowing anything, except whom he wants in his cast and what the general subject matter ought to be. Then he sends his actors out searching for people whom they can turn into characters. They do interviews, build imaginary biographies, and act out scenes that their budding personae might have gone through at various stages of their lives. All that takes 3 months. And at the end of it, Leigh finally knows just two more things: what his premise is and what his locations are. Next, he takes his actors out on those locations, and for several more weeks, they improvise, until finally Leigh has the material for a screenplay. With a methodology like that, he'll never attract big money or big stars. For one thing, his preparation takes too long, and for another, he never has a script to show anyone. But the actors he does hire, including his wife, the superb Alison Steadman, are absolutely wonderful, and the performances they give make your jaw drop. Life is Sweet can seem at times bewildering and crazy, and at other times its intimacy can give you the willies, but there's nothing else like it out there anywhere. And there won't be until Mike Leigh gets back to work again.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.